It's simple math. Tim Hortons 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
In 2004, there was chaos on the court. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 2004 gave us Facebook and Anchorman, but a sports-based riot made 2004 a strange year. Malice at the Palace, November 2004. On November 19th, 2004, one of the most notorious events in NBA history unfolded at the Palace of Auburn Hills in Michigan during a game between the Indiana Pacers and the Detroit Pistons. This brawl, known as the Malice at the Palace, went far beyond a typical on-court scuffle and had a lasting impact on the league's culture, security protocols, and player-fan relationships. The game itself was heading towards a routine conclusion, with the Pacers leading the Pistons 97-82. With less than a minute left, a hard foul by Indiana's Ron Artest, later known as Meta World Peace, on Detroit's Ben Wallace, triggered an initial confrontation. Wallace, upset by the foul, retaliated by shoving Artest, which led to a brief but intense on-court altercation between both teams. Things escalated when Artest, attempting to de-escalate, lay down on the scorer's table. However, that decision would prove disastrous. A fan from the crowd, later identified as John Green, threw a drink at Artest, striking him in the chest. In a flash, Artest charged into the stands, leading to a chaotic brawl between players and fans. Fellow Pacer Steven Jackson joined Artest in the stands, and the situation spiraled out of control as multiple players, fans, and even security got involved. The fighting continued on the court, where players like Jermaine O'Neal were seen throwing punches at fans who had stormed the floor. In the immediate aftermath of the brawl, the NBA took swift and severe action. Commissioner David Stern announced that Ron Artest would be suspended for the rest of the season, 73 regular season games in the playoffs, the longest suspension for an on-court incident in NBA history. Steven Jackson was suspended for 30 games, Jermaine O'Neal for 25 games, later reduced to 15, and Ben Wallace for 6 games. In total, 9 players faced suspensions, and several fans faced criminal charges, including the fan who threw the cup at Artest. The legal consequences extended beyond the court. 5 players were charged with assault and eventually sentenced to a year of probation and community service. Several fans also faced charges for their involvement. Lawsuits flew in all directions, with both players and fans seeking damages for injuries sustained during the melee. The Malice at the Palace forced the NBA to reconsider its relationship with fans and address player conduct. One of the immediate effects was a revamping of the league's security policies. The NBA introduced stricter controls for fan behavior, increasing security presence at games, and establishing clear boundaries between players and the audience. The incident also led to a shift in the league's image. At the time, the NBA was criticized for its so-called thug culture, a stereotype that unfairly targeted African-American players. Stern, in response, implemented a dress code requiring players to wear business casual attire when engaging with the public, a controversial move aimed at distancing the league from this perception. The NBA also placed a heavier emphasis on improving its public image by promoting community engagement and fostering better relationships between players and fans. The Malice at the Palace remains one of the most talked about events in sports history. Its footage is repeatedly played in documentaries and sports retrospectives, including the critically acclaimed 2021 Netflix documentary, Untold: Malice at the Palace, which provided fresh insights from those directly involved. The incident also influenced discussions about fan behavior and security measures across all major sports leagues. While many view the Malice at the Palace as a dark moment for the NBA, it also served as a turning point in how the league handles player conduct and fan interaction. Today, the brawl is remembered not just for the chaos, but for how it shaped the future of professional basketball. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.